Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that involved walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear is that of Matthew Beaumont, an author and professor of English in the UK.
Hi, my name's Matthew Beaumont, and I'm a professor of English at University College London, the author of a couple of books about walking, I suppose better known for being the author of Night Walking, A Nocturnal History of London. And I'm currently working on a book about London, London and Literature, but I've just published another book about walking, this one called The Walker, and it's subtitled On Finding and Losing Yourself in the Modern City. So, what is my vision for walking in 2040? Well, in my book, The Walker, I complain a great deal about distracted walking, at least in the introduction. The phenomenon whereby pedestrians on the streets of our cities in particular wander around, commute may to be, with their phone in front of their faces, doing emails, doing texts, making phone calls, blocking out, as I see it, the exciting sensorium of the city, which is something that we should open ourselves up to. Not least because if we stop looking at the city, if we stop experiencing it, we will be vulnerable to the capture of the city by various, as I see it, undesirable forces, privatisation of bits of the city, the surveillance of bits of the city, which we need to reclaim as pedestrians, as our own. So my vision in 2040 is for a city, for a culture in which distracted walking is unacceptable, indeed banned. I think it should be as unacceptable to walk with your phone as it is to drive with your phone. I think that if in 2040, people could walk without electronic devices, then we would be far more healthy psychologically, physically, and sociopolitically.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.